Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Friday, so let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined, as we are every Friday, by the prop queen herself, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. As Bone just mentioned in the update, for the first time since the Cleveland Cavaliers came back from 3-1 down, first team to ever do that in the NBA Finals, beat the 73-win Golden State Warriors, we have a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. What are you looking at here?
Happy Friday, guys. Yeah, this is absolutely insane that we're going to Game 7. I mean, OKC just didn't even show up yesterday. Yeah. I was absolutely surprised. But Game 7s are fun, and it's a great opportunity to take advantage of some more home road splits. So I've actually been fading Tyrese Halliburton on the road the entire series. Scares me a little bit because he's had a few down games, and of course he looks hurt, but I've been doing that. And I also have been fading Obi Toppin on the road for the Pacers, who comes off the bench. At some point, TJ McConnell has to slow down, so I'd be looking at his unders as well. I can't believe that Chet Holmgren had a bad game last night. I was really high on him yesterday. He should be due for a double-double because the Pacers' defense has been struggling against any kind of bigs who could shoot, like Karl-Anthony Towns, Jared Allen, and they've been struggling on the boards with them. So possibly Chet, maybe over 15.5 points back at home. And I've been taking SGA under his assists all series because it's hit in, like, I think 60% of the games in the playoffs. So that's been profitable. But I probably won't be fading anything SGA at home. I'd be fading a lot of the Pacers, like Halliburton, McConnell, Obi Toppin, and expecting them to try to force some role players to play a bigger role for Indiana.
Let's get to MLB. The Orioles are in the Bronx to take on your Yankees, Ariel. Tomoyuki Sugano, he had a great start against them in April, shut him out over 5 innings, had 8 strikeouts. What prop of his do you like?
So this scares me because you just mentioned Sugano had a great outing of 8 strikeouts against the Yankees last time out. So why the hell is this number 3.5? Sugano's strikeout prop at 3.5 seems really low. Mm-hmm. So Orioles fans should either be really nervous or the book is just stupid, which is probably not the case. But here are the numbers to back why 3.5 is way too low. Aside from Sugano having the 8 in 5 innings on April 28th, Sugano's gone over 3.5 Ks in all 3 starts against high K rate lineups. The Yankees are averaging 5 strikeouts a game against righties with 5 straight going over 3.5 Ks. So again, the number feels fishy. Would I bet the under? No, but I mean, the numbers indicate Sugano should have at least 4 or 5 strikeouts against the Yankees. So we'll see if the number's actually a bit too low.
I'm kind of interested in this Astros A's series this weekend. I kind of feel like the A's are a little better than maybe they've shown, and the Astros are certainly starting to come on and are probably the class of that division. Hunter Brown, what do you see there?
Over 6.5 strikeouts for Brown against the Angels. Brown's only weirdly faced 1 strikeout-prone lineup this year, and he had 9 strikeouts in that game. It was against Cincinnati in 5 2/3 he pitched. Last season, Brown had 7 strikeouts against the Angels on the road in L.A., And with righties averaging about 6 strikeouts a start against the Angels, it's a small sample size, but Brown's got great case stuff. I would take a shot here at over 6.5.
Talking to Ariel Epstein, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Ariel, I want to get to the PLL because it seems like everybody's leaning into the PLL.
It's in Baltimore,
right now.
Homewood Field.
Yeah, and it's going to be at Hopkins this weekend.
There.
So you looking at a lot of things in this PLL.
Yeah, I really like the Premier Lacrosse crops. It's a great market to take advantage of. We swept the board last week. So Boston's Asher Nolting, he's going up against the Maryland Whip Snakes. That game is tomorrow. The match is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. So Nolting just hasn't gone over this number yet this season. So with a plus money play to the under, it makes sense to back it. It's a prop that we're probably going to just ride until we get priced out or Nolting shows any kind of positive signs. But as it stands for 3 weeks, Nolting looks out of shape and out of sorts with this Cannons offense. So I'm going to take a shot here at the under and plus money around plus 102 for Boston's Asher Nolting. Then there's the game on Sunday, which is Denver, and they're going up against the Utah Archers. So I like for Denver's Logan McNaney to go over 11.5 saves against Utah. He had 14 saves in his debut last week. It's a low number since Utah hasn't really had high shot volume until really last week. Utah's offense, they're coming alive. I think Chris Bates' game plan is going to be able to test the rookie goalie. So over the saves there for McNaney. And Jared Bernhardt over 1.5 points. This is in plus money, plus 114 on FanDuel. Bernhardt scored his first goal last week in his second game in years. He actually had like a brief stint in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more touches and shots in his second game back. And it's only a matter of time until he returns back to MVP level form. So at plus money for a prop like this, I'll continue to ride it until he gets his legs under him. And then you'll see that his points prop is definitely not going to be 1.5.
I hope McNaney has a big game because Beltway Ben and I are on that under 22.5 in that Denver-Utah game. How about from a team perspective? So for people who aren't familiar with this, it's 4 games in a weekend. The team that hosts, in this case the Whipsnakes, play on consecutive days. Everybody else is just playing once. And then you've got teams coming off the bye like Carolina, who the Whipsnakes face on Sunday afternoon, probably in the heat, after just having played the night before against Boston, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. Does that move you in any particular direction?
Well, it's crazy because no team has won or covered their second yes. game of the weekend this season. So since 2020, Maryland is 7-2 straight up versus Carolina, 4-5 against the spread. But since 2020, the under is 7-2 in the matchup. 21.5 would be its lowest total ever, though. The last over that we saw was back in July of 2023. So again, it's definitely going to be tough, I think, for them to cover, but yep. if you throw it into some kind of you could bet them money lines to just win straight up since they are 7-2 against Carolina.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Prop Queen Pod, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Check me out at all the Prop Queen sports platforms on pretty much every social media. And if you guys could please go to the Prop Queen Sports YouTube page. I have so many followers on social media, and I can't get people to come subscribe to YouTube. So please, subscribe
feel
to
your
YouTube,
pain.
People.
I feel your pain.
Ariel, you're the best. Thanks as always. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi, Beltway Ben Hall. What you got?
Yeah, there's 2 plays here. We'll start in the NBA for Game 7 on Sunday. I like SGA for 30-plus points and Thunder on the money line at minus 117. It has come down a little bit, which surprises me, but I think it'll go back up. 30-plus points in all 3 home games this series. Pacers have not been great on the road, right? All their big... The Game 1 was not... it was just a weird game, right? Yeah. I don't see them doing that again. They did it once in their series with the Knicks as well, but I don't see them doing that again on the road. And then... SGA shot 15 shots in Game 6. Didn't play the whole fourth quarter. I don't want to hear any excuses about being tired because that's one thing that we've seen with him. Dagnall, you guys played so bad that you didn't play any starters in the fourth quarter. It should be a pretty high-volume SGA game here. And again, the Thunder on the money line, I just don't see the Pacers winning this series. I haven't seen it all series. Game 6, I did kind of think they had a shot, but I just don't think they have a shot to win it all. So I'm going to go with the Thunder on the money line at SGA, 30-plus points. And then Aaron Judge, over 1.5 total bases tonight against Tomo. Righties are slashing 270, 315, 421 against Sagano. And Judge, 369, 450, 687 slash line against right-handed pitching. So Judge is struggling. We heard Boone say it's not real struggling because he hit two balls well on Monday. But I just don't see how Judge doesn't mash the baseball tonight. He's going to have 2 to 3 matchups with Sagano. I think he's going to do some damage. Might even hit a home run.
Beltway Ben, where can people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter and at WannaBet with us. YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs. Subscribe to us. We're doing very good. We're pushing in the right direction. So PLL this weekend. I mean, things are going.
Yeah. Yeah, we have PLL plays up there.
Maybe some big three.
Plays.
Maybe some big
maybe
three.
Maybe some big three to come. We'll see.
Wow.
Maybe Beltway Ben be making some wheeling and dealing on Sunday, representing WannaBet down there at the big three. Seeing if he can close some deals.
He's tight with Ice Cube.
Yeah, well, Ice Cube's going to be there. So.
Friend, so.
Yeah, we're trying. Anything? We're talking to our friend Amy Trask. Maybe we'll be partnering with the big three. Who knows?
Jason, anything you're looking at?
Yeah, I like Canada over Curacao tonight. -1.5. It's about -140. I don't think it's going to be there for long. It's trending like more and more people are on Canada. I like the Dodgers on the run line against Washington tonight. Why that's still plus money, I can't really figure it out. It's a little fishy. But I like the Dodgers at home in that spot. And I would try to get on OKC -4.5 in the first half while you can at around -130.
Coming up next here on the program, mini camp in the books. We will hear, we got a double dip of sound for you. We'll hear from the players coming up at 3:30. But next, what did John Harbaugh have to say as things got wrapped up and they have a little time off before training camp? We'll hear from the head coach next here on the field.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. All the guys who've come in here have wanted to be here. That's the number one thing. You know, I believe that guys understand kind of what we're about, the organization, the culture of the program, and they're the kind of guys that see themselves in that. You know, that's how they see themselves as a Raven, so to speak. You see DeAndre and how he's been with it. He's been phenomenal. You know, and you guys watching him practice. I would say I expect the same thing from Jair. You know, that's kind of the conversation that we had today. And if it's the right guy, if you like football and you love everything about football, you're gonna like it here. You're gonna be happy. You know, if a guy doesn't really feel that way, you know, it's probably best he's somewhere else. So these guys have all been those kind of guys.
If you're a football player and you don't love football, don't come to Baltimore. The guys they want guys who love football. John Harbaugh loves the attitudes of the guys that the Ravens brought in this year.
If you're a music fan and you don't love Jeff Buckley, then you're not a music fan.
Of course.
Yeah. Look, they had a really productive offseason. Their first-round pick looks like a first-round pick. They were able to swoop in and get an elite starting caliber corner for $4 million right before they broke as a team for the summer. They're in really good health right now. That's not to say they don't have work to be done, but I think they feel really good about their football team. I think they feel good about the early returns on most of their youngsters. And then, there's obviously, there's no utopia. So we're going to find out much more about Big Looper about 6 weeks from now, maybe even a little sooner. We'll have to see what the first – I mean, I wouldn't think you're not finding out a whole lot about them until that first preseason game, but there's that. There's the group of young pass rushers, and if there's enough there. We're going to see about that. There's this sort of nominal battle for a guard spot. Depth in the O-line. And then above all else, I'll put Lamar in his own tier, trying to get something done with Lamar before he comes back to town. And then Kyle Hamilton.
Ultimately, they have to feel really good because there's so much continuity this year compared to last year in terms of the players, in terms of the coaching staff, all of that. You're bringing back the vast majority of what was a really good team in 2024. You added with the draft, you added with, you know, free agents, and of course, Alexander headlining the list of late. Yeah, you got to feel really good about this team, especially considering that the rest of the AFC North is on fire right now.
You mentioned the Looper. Here's Harbs talking about his two rookie kickers, Tyler Loop and John Hoyland.
Yeah, he's a really good athlete, so he's got body control, and he can make adjustments from a coaching point standpoint, and so can John. They're both doing a good job with that, and actually pick it up really quick. He's just kind of a natural athlete, so he's picking it up quick. Now it's just a matter of doing it over and over again. And he's done a good job with that.
Happy with what they've seen so far. Obviously, as you said, work to be done with the Looper and John Hoyland, whoever wins this job.
Well, and look, I wouldn't say it's just exclusive to those two. There's could be somebody who's not on this roster right now who has a considerably more profound resume than those two who joins this mix at any given time and maybe prevails. So, And you want to project confidence in this young man, and you want this to work out. But this isn't college, and things are obviously different. And it's a big, big, big jump to make. I mean, it's the stakes, he's never seen anything like this.
I'm not hitting the panic button or anything over OTAs or mini camps. Obviously, you'd rather see him make a lot more kicks than he misses. But when is that point for you? Like, when would you look to bring in a veteran from the outside?
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, unless things go horribly wrong, I want to look at this until through the preseason games. But, like, there's going to be people. There's always people on the street who have kicked in this league for years and had at least some degree of success doing it. Like, teams aren't stashing veteran kickers on the practice squad.
No.
You know what I mean? There's 32 teams, so there's 31 teams besides you, and there's five or six who have kickers that you think suck anyway. So there's, you know what I mean? So, like, okay, there's 20 to 25 guys, say, out there who you know right now are better than the Looper. There's a whole bunch who still might be as well who aren't employed that you can go get at any given time. You bring them on a Tuesday, they win a kicking competition, you're comfortable going with them for at least the next couple of weeks until you get to a stage where you have another kicking competition. And, like, that doesn't sound like the greatest scenario in the world, but that's reality in the NFL any given year for 10 to 15 teams.
More from John Harbaugh. Let's go to Cut 33, Beltway Ben. DeVontaze Walker has had himself a good offseason so far. What are Harb's impressions of him?
Well, I saw a catch on the sideline. That was spectacular. That was pretty awesome. He's every day. All he does is show up and go 100 miles an hour. We did get him to talk today because it's his birthday tomorrow. So we have birthday wisdom, you know, birthday wise words. And so he gave us a wise word. I made him stand up to do it. So he loved that, you know. But, yeah, he's got a chance to be really good.
Happy birthday, Tez. He's talking to a couple people who have been out there. He has looked like a different guy. Now, granted, when you have Zay and Bate and DeAndre Hopkins, they're not going to need much from Tez Walker.
Oh, you say that, but you don't know.
Injuries could happen, sure.
You didn't think you'd need much from Anthony Miller. You needed him on the field with the season on the line in the snow in Buffalo.
If he can have a threat of taking the top off the defense, and if you could hit a couple of deep shots to him, there's value there.
I mean, look, I could concoct a scenario right now where he has a more impactful season than DeAndre Hopkins. Like, it could, I mean, it could happen. It could happen.
It's weird how injuries happen.
Well, it's not Hopkins, weird. It's a guarantee.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of guarantees in the NFL, not for long. Guaranteed, every team is going to suffer significant injuries.
More from John Harbaugh at the end of minicamp. How about Cut 34 talks about Zach Orr and how he's grown as defensive coordinator.
Zach is a guy that I watch him every day. I know he's doing a great job day to day with coaching, with all the aspects of that job. It's a big job being the defensive coordinator, and he does it really well every day. I watch him every day, and so not surprised at all by it. I mean, kind of expected it, definitely expected it. So, but we all grow, get better, see things, learn from, you know, successes and failures, you know. And Zach's great about that. He's very humble. Good combination of humility and confidence. A very, very, very charismatic guy, really smart, good teacher, all those things that I knew, and you see it every day.
John Harbaugh singing Zach Orr's praises, not as much as Chuck Smith did the other
day. Yes, not quite as emphatically as Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith was like FDPs. So this was
Harbs is not going to do that to his buddy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was some like total put some respect on his name stuff. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
But Zach Orr heading into year two as a coordinator, and he's got Chuck Pagano by his side the whole offseason.
I expect this defense hits the ground running and picks up not just where it left off last year, but frankly better than that, because last year was about restoring order and getting back to a modicum of sound principles and, you know, keep it simple, stupid, and keep everything in front of us. And I expect it to be a higher level.
Well, now it gets to what Marlon said the other day. You can play great defense, but if you aren't taking the ball away, it isn't all that great. They have to get back to forcing turnovers this year.
Coming up next, we heard from the head coach. Now we'll hear from the players. Little Marlon, little Kyle Hamilton, little Lamar. Players talking at minicamp. You'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was unaware of how elite that 2000 Ravens defense was. And when I was watching some of those playoff games, you didn't really need offense, honestly. They were just making so many plays, turnovers. That is something that we are not doing. That's the biggest thing. We got to get that back. I think that's crucial to get that standard back. That's kind of all I'm thinking about as I go on this break, as you're training. When you come back, it's go time, and it's all about the ball.
That's Marlon Humphrey speaking earlier this week at minicamp and talking about changing the standard and changing the way you do things defensively and maybe creating a turnover or two.
Turnovers and all ball.
Yeah.
No podcasting?
Oh, yeah.
No Instagram living?
Well, he does do the Instagram.
I think he'll probably do both.
Yeah.
Hey, he can do whatever he wants. The way he's played football.
He's an all pro.
But that's the next level. We talked about just before the break, the different levels and not just sort of getting back to where you were last year, but elevating and making more game-changing plays and creating more moments where you make it easier on the offense. And I think that stuff was not in the first 10 games was an abject failure defensively. And then again, after that, it was about just sort of stabilizing. But we talked about like 101 level courses, right? And then 202 level courses. But where this thing left off with McDonald was master's level courses and writing theses and how to, make a quarterback completely befuddled before the snap. That was not them last year. But I think that potential exists.
They had the most turnovers in football in 2023. So who is going to take that jump that Marlon Humphrey took last year? Marlon Humphrey was never a guy that would get his hands on the football. He had 6 interceptions last year. He had 6 interceptions his prior 4 seasons combined. And he only had that 1 year with the fruit punch where he had the 8 forced fumbles back in 2020. So who's that going to be this year? And it could be Kyle Hamilton, like we were saying.
Hey, before we get to more sound, we've been talking a lot about what the Ravens need to add veteran-wise and maybe an edge. But is offensive line a sneaky add? And even I think Brian Wacker mentioned it yesterday when we were talking to him about what work they have to be done. The starters, obviously, Stanley and Rosengarten, if healthy, the tackles look fine. Linderbaum, and then Daniel Falele returns the guard, and it looks like Voorhees the other guard. Beyond that, they brought in Joe Newtboom as a backup swing tackle. Then it's young guys, including Emory Jones, who may end up redshirting. There's not a lot of there beyond the starters. Ben Cleveland, not good when he's out there, and he's probably going to start the year suspended. So is offensive line a sneaky place for the Ravens to add?
You're not going to find another McCary, and especially not at that price point, and really a guy who can play and start at all 5. I there's not too many of them. So, like, you're not going to find that, but can you find somebody who, is probably better on the left side than the right side, but could survive at tackle at both spots and guard in a pinch? And again, you're probably not going to also find that guy who could snap if you needed him to. So, yeah, I think McCary was a guy you never quite fully recognized until you needed him. And then when you needed him, especially when you need him in multiple positions, you really got a feel for how much cover he provided. And so, yeah, when we're in camp, and let's say the first couple training preseason games don't go great, and you look at that depth chart, the days of seeing one guy who, if he's not in your starting five, is literally your number two everywhere else. I think it's absolute, like, yeah, a versatile veteran offensive lineman may well be required at some point.
Yeah, when it comes to the starting five, I think you feel pretty good about it. But we know Ronnie Stanley's injury history. Heck, Andrew Voorhees, he hasn't been in the league that long, but he's been hurt a lot as well. And you look at the depth, and it is kind of concerning. Nope Boom's at least started a lot of games in the league, and he's probably the backup left tackle and can play inside too. But I think getting one more veteran in here would definitely help out a lot.
Let's get back to Marlon Humphrey. Spoke earlier this week at minicamp, and he talks about the new Ravens wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins.
I like DeHop. I've got to have some conversations with him. He is Mr. Contested Catch, that is for sure. Just having a conversation with him, I thought it was really humbling. We asked him, me and one of the strength coaches, you know, what do you think about the team from the outside looking in, since you've been on other teams? And he said, it seems like there's been a piece that's been missing. I could be that addition. I could not be that addition. And to hear a veteran guy, all-pro guy, Pro Bowl guy, say he could be or he could not be, to me that was extremely humbling. And I feel that he fits the Raven mold, and I think he'll fit right in.
I don't know exactly what he said, but do you,
the signing is all brand, and yeah, it checks a box. Veteran, proven receiver who's at the tail end of his career, not making much money, but can help us in a lot of different ways. Like it meshes with that. I think him in tight quarters, him on 50-50 balls, him in the red zone, that knowing how to box out and be that sort of power forward down low. Like I think it's absolutely an element that these other guys don't shine in. I mean, the tight ends do, but not the receivers.
I also think, and we haven't brought this up a ton when we talk about Hopkins, just him and scramble drills with Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
And an ability to move with Lamar, and that, of course, lends to those contested catches as well. I'm sure there's going to be multiple plays next year where Lamar's going all over the place and he finds Hopkins for a nice chunk play.
Let's go to Lamar Jackson, who spoke earlier this week. Beltway Ben, Lamar Jackson, we talked about Chuck Smith unsolicited going and defending Zach Orwell. Lamar Jackson talks about the Ravens' weapons, and he defends Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I do. We had weapons last year, but got D-Hop, a new addition. And our guys ready, man. Got Bate with a new contract. Got Lizzie. Got Likely. Got Mark. Man, Jules, can't forget my guy, man. My guy's, I got to get on Andrews real quick. That guy's different, man, you know, because I've been seeing my guy be getting talked about, and I really don't like that because, he's done so much for us. I'm off topic right here, but he's done so much for us and how people did him. You know, I just don't like that because Mark's still Mark. You know, Andrews.
Went off topic to defend his guy.
I love Lamar, but I don't think anybody did Mark Andrews dirty.
No. He had a horrible postseason game. And the Ravens looked into trying to deal
they
Mark
kept
Andrews
that door
for
ajar yes. for the entire offseason, including after they gave him a $4 million roster bonus.
Yeah, Eric DaCosta had, what, probably three press conferences, three or four chances to say, hey, Mark Andrews is under contract for 2025. He is going to be a Baltimore Raven. But instead, it was, he's going to be in the Ring of Honor one day. He's
that was a good
touchdown reception.
Or, we're going to try to keep Mark Andrews here beyond his current contract situation.
Raven for life.
Yeah, I still haven't heard of that.
Let's get one more. Let's go to DeAndre Hopkins, Beltway Ben. Go to cut 26. What's he think of the receiver room?
Feels good. Playing with two good receivers. You know, those guys, they want to be great, and they're going to be great. They definitely have a high ceiling. I'm here to help, however I can. Going out, just, showing those guys certain things and just communicating with them, things. We're all three different receivers, which is unique and cool.
I did like that. It goes back to, we got on DeAndre Hopkins early in the week, and one of us mentioned the fact that he's self-aware. It's not like an Odell Beckham situation who still thinks was an elite receiver when he got here. Hopkins knows he's not the same guy. He's like, look, I'm here to help however I can. And I don't think that's just lip service. I think that's exactly what he thinks he's going to do.
Yeah, I think he has reasonable expectations for who he is at this stage of his career, how robust the options are in this offense, where he potentially fits in, how that role could change shorter or long term based on injuries and other circumstances. There's no sleight of hand here or subterfuge or like look, I don't think he wants to be running 50 routes a game, you know, like I don't really even know that. Like, I think he kind of knows those days are over. Like, he doesn't have to prove anything. He's built a Hall of Fame resume.
Yep.
The guy, it's not like he went to a place where they're not sure about their other receivers. So, oh man, I might get stuck. Now, again, if there's injuries, short period of time, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe all of a sudden he is being called on a little more than we thought. But like, he's here because it made so much sense.
Yeah, it's a perfect match. And obviously there's serious mutual respect between Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins. Heck, Lamar wanted Eric DaCosta to get Hopkins a couple years ago when they did bring in Odell Beckham Jr. But he doesn't have to be the guy. He knows that he's not coming here to be the guy. It's get in where you fit in.
Ravens off until training camp. Rookies have to report on the 15th. Vets by July 22nd. We come back. We switch back to the Orioles. Lineup is out. We hit the hot corner. We'll get that for it's an interesting lineup going against Max Fried. And who are the Orioles sending to the bump this weekend? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I mean, is it though? What's today? Wednesday? I mean, Monday night he hit two rockets and had a couple walks, and he goes 0-for, and it's a slump. It's, you know, maybe he's missed a couple pitches. I mean, it's a hard game. It's, you know, like, I don't know if I really see it that way. Like, it's not going to get two hits every day and week on, like, it happens. So he'll continue to make adjustments like he always does, like he's always doing when he's going really well, whether he hits a little rough patch, he'll continue to do that.
Aaron Boone is not here for your Aaron Judge slander. He says no slump here, but Aaron Judge has not homered for a minute, and he did not get a lot of hits in the Angels series. He is in the lineup batting third against the Orioles tonight. Orioles lineup against lefty Max Fried, very interesting. Jordan Westberg leading off at second base. Adley Rutschman's the DH batting second. Ramon Laureano in right field batting third. Ramon Urias at third base batting fourth. Colton Cowser batting fifth in center field. Gary Sanchez, your catcher. I guess you can call him a catcher. He's batting sixth. Kobe Mayo at first base batting seventh. Dylan Carlson in left field. He's batting eighth. And Luis Vasquez batting ninth in shortstop. So only one lefty, Cowser, in the lineup tonight. No Mullins, no right. Gunner, no Holiday.
No O'Hearn.
No O'Hearn, yes.
Look, I they've been pretty good lately with some of their mix and matches. And I mean, people were freaking out about the lineup on Sunday. It worked. I think you have to try. They were so bad against lefties for so long that, okay, now we beat them back-to-back games last weekend with the Angels. This is a obviously much higher caliber lefty, but if they're following some of these more recent trends and really selling out to stack it right-handed, then so be it. I'm with you on Sanchez behind the plate. If it was up to me, he would never be here in the first place, but you do kind of have a feeling that like he could do something.
Revenge game.
Right?
Yeah,
like he could do something in the Bronx against their Cy Young Award winner from the left side. Like I'm kind of interested to see what that looks like. He has never faced Fried in his career. I think this would have been a tough ask for Jackson, you know, who's cooled down a little bit. He's still making a lot of contact, but
yes, he is.
The baseball gods and regression and all that has happened. You know, he's got a sub 600 OPS this month. If you were going to sit him, you know, this week, this is probably the time to do it. Can Kobe Mayo get something going? One thing I didn't like about that past series is
he didn't play him.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. He looks like he's turning the corner offensively and defensively against the Angels. His development has to be a top five priority for them as an organization. Like, I would say Kobe Mayo's development was much more important than winning that series against Tampa. And who's to say he couldn't have helped you win the series against
Tampa? Started to hit.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense. But I thought going into that series, just with how they operate, Tampa throwing four righties, that it, God forbid you have a right on right. But he needs to play and empower him some.
Yes.
Putting him in the lineup after giving you quality
at-bats. The human element of developing people. They're not cogs. They're not a collection of numerical algorithms that get spit out. They are human beings and very young human beings.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trend in baseball, as we're seeing in Boston, that these analytically driven front offices have no feel for the human factor in baseball. Zero. We've seen it here for now. We've been talking about it for a couple of years. It is on the front pages of baseball from baseball writers right now about what happened in Boston. There's zero feel.
Yeah, it had, like, again, we've talked about it quite a bit. It had a lot of overtones and similarities to what's going on here. And, you know, at some point, ownership's got to say enough's enough, or there have to be checks and balances. If you want to be numbers-based, you have to be these days. I get it. But there needs to be some experienced, old soul, grizzled baseball guy who can at least push back, or at least can have the owner's ear as well. There needs to be checks and balances, and there's none of that over there.
Orioles sending Tomoyuki Sugano to the bump tonight. Three righties over the weekend. Zach Eflin tomorrow, Dean Kramer on Sunday.
Again, Sugano is going to be really interesting for me. How he handles this ballpark and this lineup right now. And he's, I hope that, you know, his breaking stuff and that splitty is being commanded for him because the more ground balls, the better. You know, Mean Dean is probably, he's probably going to be pretty good. Like, this just feels like one of those where he's probably just going to be really good. And Eflin has been inconsistent. I mean, Eflin's sitting there with an ERA or what, right around five? I we'll see. I mean, you would look at this on paper and say the Yankees have the pitching advantage.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, like, tonight they're
with Fried.
Yeah. Like,
Clark
Schmidt's been good. Yeah. So, yeah, they have the advantage. Now, the Orioles probably fortunate they're not facing this version of Rodon in this series because he's pitched well.
Yeah.
But. Dean, hey, maybe Mean Dean.
But if you told me I had to face one lefty, I would take Rodon over the one they're getting tonight.
Absolutely. The guy they're getting tonight is arguably, he's in the conversation for best pitcher in baseball. So, yeah. Orioles and Yankees three-game series starts tonight at 7. Baltimore baseball tonight. Bordy and the Bone. That is coming up at 6 o'clock. They'll get you ready for Orioles baseball. And speaking of the Bone, hope you haven't gotten enough of him because it's bounce back, fall back coming up next. And he always does a stellar job of hosting. That's next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.